And when you look at the patient who's completed 5 years of adjuvant tamoxifen, I guess we should, as always, emphasize we're only talking about postmenopausal women.
Right.
How do you decide whether or not to recommend letrozole? And also, how do you approach the patient who's 6 months out, 2 years out, 4 years out after completing 5 years of tamoxifen?
I think it's a very good question, and I discuss the data with them and then help them decide how much risk of recurrence they have based on their primary pathology. For women who have positive lymph nodes, I think that they have a higher risk of recurrence, and I think that I encourage them more, even if they have completed adjuvant tamoxifen even several years ago, their risk of recurrence never goes to zero. And for women who had positive nodes, I encourage them to consider letrozole as part of adjuvant therapy. Women bring many thoughts to the table. Some women do not want to take another pill. They are thrilled that 5 years of tamoxifen has ended. They don't want the reminder that they had breast cancer. Other women want to do everything they can to reduce that risk. And I think that often you get a sense of where that person is, and I help them stratify their risk in a realistic way and talk a lot about the side effects.
Do you utilize Peter Rabin's adjuvant model or any of the other models?
I do sometimes, yes.
Because I know that he's also actually incorporated risk at the 5-year point now in the model.
Wow.
Do you take that approach of looking at, try to figure out what the risk is at that point? It sounds like you do in deciding.
Yes. And I didn't realize that I could do that with adjuvant, so that's helpful.
What about the premenopausal patient with an ER-positive tumor, particularly the multiply node-positive, HER2-positive patient? Do you utilize ovarian ablation or ovarian ablation with an aromatase inhibitor? Of course, we want to put patients like this on studies, but in a non-study situation.
Yeah, we're participating in the SOFT trial, and I would discuss that and offer them participation in that study. For very, very high-risk women, I do discuss ovarian ablation. And then once they're ablated, you can talk about tamoxifen or anastrozole. But it's not my standard practice to incorporate ovarian ablation in the average-risk patient.